Podcasting the African Way has been commissioned and curated by Radio Days Africa under the auspices of the Wits Radio Academy. The series written, researched and produced by Hlengiwe Mashinini, Nelson Maepa and Bandile Lukele. For more podcasts, content and information, go to www.radiodaysafrica.co.za. Episode 1, The Genesis, Unlocking Podcasting in Africa.
The Genesis, Unlocking Podcasting in Africa. Podcasting has been a phenomenon with an existence dating back to the 1980s under a different name, audio blogging. It has, however, gained momentum and popularity in recent years and adopted the name as we know it. According to a timeline published on the International Podcasting Day website, 2004 marked the beginning of podcasting as we know it. While podcasting was first endorsed in America in 2005 by President George W. Bush, it has gained more recognition in other continents. In particular, podcasting in the African continent is slowly making its mark on its people. This is the introductory episode of Podcasting the African Way. Podcasting in Africa is described to be a rare point of growth in the current African media landscape. This is according to Nia Gupta. While many would describe it as the above, it is still developing in the African continent and has much potential to grow. Newman asserts that it's difficult to obtain accurate data about podcast consumption because subscribing to a podcast doesn't necessarily equate to consumption. Mostly, people don't have a clear idea about what podcasting is, which affects the level of understanding in different countries. Newman's assertion is true, however, if we have to work on the report by Reuters Digital News, there may be other contributing factors as to why podcasting in Africa is not as big as podcasting in other continents. Now, before discussing why podcasting in the African continent seems to be in the developing stages, we asked some individuals why podcasting in the African continent is so important, and here's what they had to say.
I think the importance of podcasting in the African continent is that firstly, it's done by Africans in an African way, thus making it most digestible for Africans. And I think one of the most important things about that is that with podcasting, there's less policing and regulation around it, which means you can inform, entertain, and just jam as Africans in a way that's not offered by other forms of media, which are generally more westernized or policed. And, you know, there's certain conversations that are not had because of how unpalatable they are. And I think that just makes it an important tool to do what we need to do for ourselves as Africans. And yeah.
Podcasting is important in the African continent because we have so many stories to tell and we currently don't have so many mediums to share all these stories besides the live radio medium that we have and also other forms of mediums such as TV, YouTube, you can name a few. But with podcasting, it opens a variety of ways for people to share their stories. So I think it's very important for us to encourage young people to share their stories, to share their content through the podcasting medium or the podcasting way of sharing information.
We have heard from some individuals highlighting the importance of podcasting in the African continent, and some informative points were raised. However, why are we as Africa still in the developing stages of podcasting? Well, there are multiple reasons why podcasting is behind in the African landscape, and these include, number one,
media censorship.
Now, to understand this, it is paramount to know that there are regulations associated with broadcasting, digital media, and all other forms of media. These regulations differ from country to country, and as of June 8th of 2020, Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has banned Twitter in Nigeria as a form of censoring the citizens. Other countries that have internet censorship and some sort of media censorship include Zimbabwe, Egypt, Ethiopia, DRC, and Malawi, just to name a few. Media censorship makes it very difficult for individuals to create podcasts. In countries with such regulations and restrictions, it is no surprise that a medium with no regulations will be endorsed. Number two,
the data gap.
Although smartphones are easily accessible in African countries, data is not as cheap as it should be. Countries such as Chad, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe experience high data prices, which makes it very difficult for the individuals to stream these podcasts or even access them. Newman affirms this point. In Africa, smartphones are more dominant than in the rest of the world. However, there are a few constraints around bandwidth that are affecting growth. Most podcasts in Africa are consumed on online platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, or YouTube, which need a vast amount of data. Number three,
lack of information about podcasting.
Another reason why podcasting in Africa is lagging is that there isn't sufficient information about podcasts. Hence this podcast. Podcasting in Africa is not as openly endorsed, and with mediums such as radio broadcasting, which have existed for years, it is difficult for podcasters to compete with that. There are many other reasons why podcasting in Africa is still in its developing stages, but as the conversation continues in this five-part series, the answer will be uncovered. That was The Genesis, Uncovering Podcasting in Africa. Please tune in on our next episode as we profile podcasts in Africa and speak to podcast creators.
That was Podcasting the African Way, a five-part podcast series curated for Radio Days Africa. For more, click to radiodaysafrica.co.za.